Welcome to the FemNation podcast, where we wholeheartedly believe women entrepreneurs can rise together. Success comes in many flavors. There are no secret strategies. Women entrepreneurs are rewriting history by defining success on their own terms. Hi, I'm White of Gannon, the down-to-earth chick with a different name. Entrepreneur and founder of the Female Entrepreneur Movement, our business is dedicated to helping women start and grow their businesses, increasing financial independence. Each week, join me for inspiring stories and powerful interviews of women entrepreneurs sharing their lessons to success to help you take your business to the next level. Now, let's go for it. Welcome back to the FemNation podcast, where we just do little wrap-ups of the interviews that dropped in the episodes this week. And I had the pleasure of interviewing Ashley Cox, who is a leadership mentor for women. And the coolest thing, I mean, you will find this in the podcast interview that we just did, but she is so amazing on being able to understand the transformation and, you know, the life cycles of being a woman entrepreneur and her ability to lead into that next phase in your business and cover the missing pieces and be able to help you understand that process were very profound to me. And you'll notice in the podcast, you're going to have to check it out. I don't have the minutes to be able to tell you where in the podcast it is, but it's early on, but she blew me away with something that I just hadn't framed it or heard framed that way. And so that's part of what makes this podcast and this connection to you, the listeners, to my interviews, to the people I find and the connections that I am like, I need the listeners to hear about this person. These are the gold nuggets that are found and amaze me. And I shouldn't be amazed because I know how powerful women can be. And like she says, stepping into that leadership role is so critically important because we all are leaders. Even if we're just starting out the game of being in entrepreneurship, or we've been doing it for a while and we've hit burnout before, or we've avoided burnout, you know, stayed ahead of that, or, you know, some days we have good days, some days we have bad. We are all still leaders. And that is the piece I find very fascinating that she embodies so well. So not only did we talk about her business a little bit, we talked about entrepreneurship, we talked about women, cultural shifts, we've talked about, you know, kind of some of the just conditioning is the word we use. Yes, the conditioning that we have been subject to for so long, and not in a demeaning way. The beauty of this interview is that it was so pure about the intention of women being leaders because we can be leaders, and not to downplay our male counterparts. That is not what FemNation is about. That is not what the female entrepreneur is about. And so to have a guest come in and also view it that way, that we can contribute, we do contribute to that bigger picture in the entrepreneur space, in our communities, in our lives, in our networks, in our tribes, all of that. We contribute as leaders already. So we rightfully already have those leadership skills. We just need to own them and step into owning them. I'm just dearly in love with this interview today. I love all of my guests and I love all the interviews. Every single one of them brings something unique and different, and every single one of them has such a neat perspective. And I am just in love with the podcast. I'm in love with the connections made, and I hope it genuinely brings to you the satisfaction of knowing that we as a team of women, as a worldwide, you know, collective of women and women entrepreneurs, women leaders, that we all have this together. And we are so supportive and really are rooting for each other to be successful and to step into the world that we know that we have changed and change has made. There's been a lot of talk of it, but actions just are a little bit behind the talk. It's time now, girls. It's time, women, that we go ahead and we step into being that source for other people to lean on, being that beacon or that pillar for the up and coming generation of women, being those people that can contribute and know that we have something so special to offer that is so unique to us. It's as unique as our DNA, and it cannot be changed and it cannot be altered. But you and I both know that in the depth of our belly, that we have a contribution and we have a calling and we have a purpose. And it is our job, our dream, our desire to move in step into that. We just need to peel back the layers that we put up or that we have conditioned along the way that stand in place of that, so we can just walk past. Because truthfully, that's all it is. And we can do it, because if I can do it, and I struggled for a long time, making sure that I was not running imposter syndrome, that I was stepping into what I was supposed to do. And it wasn't until I was able to just let go and not feel pressure to create, but let it come to me as to what is my purpose. It's been years I've said, what is my purpose? What am I changing in this world? I know I have a bigger calling. You know, I've raised my children. We have a wonderful family, not without its ups and downs. It's not always, you know, roses and, you know, glitter around here. But, you know, overall, the picture, overall of raising my children, you know, providing, you know, that job, that role that I wanted to be for my kids, but also knowing that there's still bigger purpose, and it doesn't take away from my role from them. It doesn't take away from my view of family values and how I want to be connected to my family and how I want to operate in that part of my world. But it's bigger. It's like you have children. For those of you that have children, let me give an example. Those of you who don't, this is strictly just an example through my lens and through my eyes. But having children, they say, you know, people think, how could I love? I did this with our first son. After he was born and he was an infant, I was like, oh my gosh, we cannot have more kids. How could I take love from him, the love that I feel for him, how could I take that away and give him less and give it to another child? But it's actually not like that. Love does not work that way. Purpose is not that way either. So when you have a calling and you know that that is your calling in life to make a difference and make a bigger impact, you absolutely can do that in tandem with whatever your life scenario is. You can do that in accordance with your lifestyle. You can do that in different stages. It grows, it moves, it goes forward. So for those of you that have children, that's a wonderful example. For those women entrepreneurs that don't have children and children are not in your future, it is not the same as taking from a little bit of what you're passionate about and the difference that you want to make now with what you're doing and taking from that in order to fulfill what you know is something that's also out there that you need to fulfill. It compounds. It's the weirdest thing that this, you're able to do both. You can do both. And that's where we become even better leaders, is that we step in and we own it, but we own it with authenticity. We own it with vulnerability. We own it with being real and raw. And we also own it with transparency. I don't always do it perfect. I don't always do it right. But I know at the end of the day that I can honestly say I gave it 150% today. Did I do it perfect? No, I don't think there's a single day that I did it perfect. Some days better than others, but I don't think I'm ever 100% perfect, but I don't knock myself for that. I think about how I responded or how I handled certain things during the day. And I'm like, you know what? Check that. I want to handle it better next time. But I don't beat myself up for it because I gave it everything I had and I'm still learning. We are always going to be learning. And so as long as I move forward in that mindset and that frame of mind, I know without a doubt that I'm stepping into and working towards exactly the purpose that I was called to have and to own and to be. So I encourage every one of you, my gosh, it's such an awesome, beautiful world that we live in. And being a woman entrepreneur is so fantastic and amazing. And I speak from that side of the table because that is who I am. That is where I'm coming from. So I encourage you guys, continue to step forward, continue to move forward, and continue to push yourself outside of those boundaries and those cultural areas that we are conditioned to stay in. Move outside of those. This world is changing, and we are changing the bigger picture because we're contributing to it, because we're stepping forward and finally contributing to it in different ways, in new ways, in amazing ways, in being able to be like Ashley and write that book and put the vulnerabilities out there and help other women entrepreneurs to work through some of the things that might hold us up. We can learn so much from each other. But I appreciate you listening to this podcast and sharing this podcast, and reach out, have that conversation. Go back to the episode with Ashley and reach out to her. She's so open for those DMs and those messages and just a connection. And likewise, I am as well. I'm always available for a conversation, always open to be able to, you know, get to know who you are. Maybe you're the next guest on the podcast. Maybe we're meant to be connected for something. Maybe somebody that I interview, you're meant to be connected with because you guys are going to go move mountains. But in the meantime, keep moving forward. I love to see progress, and I love to hear how you guys do. I'll talk to you soon. Until next time, always keep it moving forward.
Thanks for listening to the Fem Nation podcast. Be sure to check out our show notes for more details from the episode. If you love the show, share it with a friend or drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you over at whitedovegannon.com or find me on social media. Until next time, keep moving forward.